Last week, the U.S. government received its first shipment of a new medicine for treating smallpox. That's right, smallpox. The new drug is called Arestvire, and this shipment is the beginning of a $463 million order for 2 million doses of the stuff. If you're confused by this news, it's because you thought smallpox was cured 40 years ago. Well, it was. In fact, smallpox is the only human disease ever totally defeated. It was officially certified as eradicated by the World Health Organization in 1979. Which begs the question, why is the government spending so much money on a disease that no longer exists? The answer you'll get from the Obama administration is they're protecting us from enemies who might recreate the smallpox virus, weaponize it, and spray it on New York, or crop dust the Super Bowl, or some other nightmarish notion. That's the official answer. The real answer is more about political corruption in the pharmaceutical industry. The company that makes Arestvire is SIGA Technologies, a company whose controlling stockholder happens to be Ronald Perelman, a longtime supporter of the Democrat Party and Barack Obama. In addition to normal political donations, he gave the president a big chunk of money to spend on inauguration parties. He probably considers the money an investment, and don't worry, he's getting a good return. The government is paying SIGA about $255 per dose for a drug that costs very little to make. Back in 2011, when the Obama administration was pushing this boondoggle, SIGA Technologies complained about government negotiators who were quibbling about price. So those government negotiators were replaced by new ones who didn't negotiate. Plus, the Obama administration blocked anybody else from competing for the contract. 2 years ago, I wrote about the swine flu vaccine scam. The swine flu threat turned out to be as phony as a $3 bill. Not only did the government lie to us about the seriousness of the threat, they lied about the number of flu shots we needed and the best dosage. As it turned out, swine flu was milder than regular flu, with the added benefit of conferring resistance to regular flu. Every year, we are inundated with government commercials urging us to get flu shots. This manufactured hysteria is directly related to the billions of dollars at stake for pharmaceutical companies. Swine flu vaccine sales were somewhere between $10 and $15 billion in 2009. That was on top of regular flu shots and all the normal vaccines. The real damage is being done to our children. Pharmaceutical companies are like drug pushers who hang around school playgrounds. The amount and variety of crap we're shooting into our children in the name of vaccination is frightening. Childhood diseases my generation simply accepted as part of growing up, like measles or mumps, and even diseases our parents encouraged because they helped us gain immunity, like chickenpox, are vaccinated against now. The childhood immunization schedule in the U.S. specifies 26 vaccine doses for infants in the first year, including a vaccination against hepatitis B before a newborn even comes home from the hospital. That's more than any other country, and children who don't get the required vaccinations can't go to school. For some strange reason, schools took on the role of vaccination enforcers. Vaccine makers love using the government as a salesman. In 2007, Merck managed to convince two states, Texas and Virginia, to mandate Gardasil vaccinations for 12-year-old girls. The graft and tyranny behind that decision in Texas may have cost Rick Perry a shot at the presidency. Often there are serious health consequences to the vaccines themselves. We don't really understand all the repercussions of giving babies so many injections, but doctors see enough adverse reactions to know vaccines are dangerous. Asthma is reaching epidemic levels in the United States, and some studies blame yeast-based vaccines we are injecting into babies. Even adults can have problems with too many vaccines clustered too close together. More than a third of U.S. troops involved in the Persian Gulf War came home with something called Gulf War Syndrome, which has been linked to the giant cocktail of vaccines they received before deployment. Sometimes vaccines are just stupid. A new vaccine for babies called Menactra, for example, is intended to prevent invasive meningococcal disease, but the chances of dying from the disease are 1 in 1,000,000. Your baby's chance of being paralyzed by Guillain-Barré syndrome contracted from the vaccine are 1.25 in a million. Want some more bad numbers? This year's flu shot, the one they're still hawking on TV commercials even as spring approaches, the one they're still urging people to get even though they admit it's been a mild flu season, was only 9% effective for the senior citizens considered most at risk. So 91% of the seniors who got a flu shot last fall were protected from nothing. Meanwhile, the vaccine pushers made billions. That's today's dose of common sense.